ברכה is ברכה לבטלה. Similarly to that, that we talk about arbit and how, there is also berachot of everything that we eat. A berachah that we say for something we eat, we must say it properly. There is one berachah comes ahead of another berachah, and they come to ask, what is this, what we call kedima baberachot. Kedima, what comes ahead, what comes first. And the rule came and told us, look, the Torah gave an honor and respect to Eretz Israel for the beautiful food that the land gives. When God was praising Eretz Israel, he told the Jewish people, look at the land that I'm giving you. What a beautiful land. God praised it in the Bible. He said, I'm giving you a land, Eretz Hita Usara, that gives wheat and barley. Vegepen and every morning gives you grapes, figs, and pomegranates. Then Eretz Echem and Vash, a land that gives you olive that has plenty of oil in it, and the vash, honey that comes from fruit. Which fruit comes honey?
Tamarim.
Tamarim, dates. Then Eretz, because there is another honey, honey of the bees, that doesn't come from the land. They talk about produce, something, products of the land. That is what it said. Udvash, devash, temarim. Eretz that gives devash. This is temarim. Then the Torah don't praise the land because of these seven different things that they grow in this land. If the Torah talks about these seven, must be that these seven are most important of all other foods, all what there is in the land. That's why the Torah mentioned this. What their importance? Everyone has its quality. The bread, wheat, and barley, nourishing. There's nothing would nourish a person as much as wheat, as much as bread. As hita, it's all right, even the barley is good. Gefen, the Torah praising the gefen, anavim, makes people happy. They drink, they feel happy. That is Gefen. Tena, the figs, the Gemara said, oh, it was so good, so healthy. How they used to eat it, how much enjoyment they used to derive after eating figs. Rimon up to now in the Middle East, they take it, they make Shrab Raman. Now Shrab Raman, like they say, what are the Shrab Eloz? Instead of Shrab Eloz, the drink that comes from the almonds, there is a drink that comes from the pomegranates. Rimon. This is what they do. Ze chemen. Who doesn't know that the olive, that they bring olive oil is so important? Today there are places to put and cook only in olive oil. Italy. That's why I said the Italian, they die for their olive oil. And that's what the Eretz Israel, even Jewish people. Olive oil is the most important. They only take for food, for everything, olive oil. Here you tell them olive oil is very heavy. And so oily, so. Well, they tell you olive oil is the most healthy thing that they take. And the Italian too, wouldn't touch any oil, only olive oil. And it comes from Italy, you can see with those gallon cans and this is the chairman, the Vash Timarim. How much the Gemaran Berachot talks about the land. And they come, they tell us, listen, since the Torah is praising the land of Israel because of these seven things, if so happened that you have fruit of the seven things, really the fruit is only five, wheat and barley, that's in the grain family. From the seven, there is five fruit. Now, if you have fruit of one of the five, and you have other fruit in front of you, apples is not one of the seven. Apples, oranges, and you can say, I want to see berachah on the oranges. That will be good for the grapes too. But you know, sir, you're doing wrong, disrespect for the land of Israel. What do you have to do? Say berachah on the grapes, because Eretz Israel was praised because of the grapes. And then do parah. That's secondary to the parot of Shenishtabeha Bahem, that Eretz Israel was praised for. means it shows you how much respect they give to this because of Yerushalayim Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that's called Kedim Evach. The person will change, will switch, is doing wrong. But he cannot. But there is another thing also. Someday tell you, listen, there is everything, every produce that there is, has a different beracha. Depend how where does it go. Goes out of the ground, but out of the tree, then what do you say? Bereperin, Adama. If it goes on a tree, you say Bereperi Eyes. We have to be more specific. But when you say Bereperi Adama, that's include what goes on a tree or doesn't go on a tree, only goes on the ground to the other tree. They both come from the Adama, from the ground. But they say no, but since you know it comes from a tree, say, be more specific. So this is the fruit of a tree. This is what the law was supposed to say. What comes first? The fruit of the tree or the fruit of the land without a tree? I'll tell you, Borei Pri Eitz comes first. Why? Because once you say Borei Pri Adama, you already included in it the one that goes on a tree. And she said, so what? I included, but I didn't eat. I ate watermelon. I didn't eat that. So there is a din, just as you are not allowed to make beracha lebatala, you are not allowed also to make beracha she'ena tzericha, that is not needed. For example, now we are talking. You say Borei Pri Eitz, it's good already for many, everything that goes on a tree. If you said here beracha, and say again beracha on the other one, which already was included in the other beracha, that's called beracha she'ena tzericha, that you don't have to. And if you do, this is equal to beracha lebatala, like second beracha for nothing that you don't need. That's the question. This is what they come and say, well, this the halacha here. That's the introduction for the halachot of kedima v'berachot. Dine, I will read the halacha, at least we'll read one thing in the book. Dine kedima v'berachot, v'halachot v'berachot. The rabbi said, I'm going to tell you the laws of what comes ahead in berachot. And in general, laws about berachot. Perot shenishtabeha bahem Eretz Yisrael, the fruit that Eretz Yisrael was praised because of them. Hem shiv'a milim, there are seven things. Kakatuv, as it's written in Devarim. Eretz hita u'sa'ra. Begefen u'tena v'rimon. Eretz zet shemen u'dvash. U'perush devash, what is the meaning of devash? Anu devash temarim. וכמבואר בירושלמי פרק א' בביקורים, הלכה ג'. He says, it's written ירושלמי, but the rabbi did not explain why they explained that דבש תמרים and not דבורים. Maybe bees, who told him? But I told you before, because the Torah is saying the land that gives you, the land that gives you, bee, honey, it doesn't come from the land. Okay. The bees, they go to the flowers, to the trees, and they suck the honey in it. That's why the honey is permitted to eat. You can't say, how can we eat my honey? That comes from the bees. Comes from the tamer. Can you take the milk off a camel? So I say, that's tamer. But here you take this thing that comes. This is what we're talking. From the bee. Is it allowed? I said, yes, you are allowed. He said, why? Because the bees don't eat it from themselves. The bees just take. They suck it from the leaves, and then they throw it. They give it to you. Oh, that's it. That's why the honey that comes by the devourim, by the bees, is permitted. Otherwise, it would be asur. Then they come, they tell us, these are the things that you have to be careful with this. Perot of the seven kind come ahead of all other perot. But we're talking about perot that grows on a tree. Then, even if he likes the other one more, he said, I like an orange more than the grapes. I tell him, no, not what you like. It's mahlokeh in the books. Baran says, we don't listen to him, but there is other books that they say what he likes more, that comes first. But the halacha is not so. Therefore, a person always he should put one of the fruit of the seven kinds ahead of others. V'chol ha-kodem v'pasuk v'shvahat ha-minim ha-tzvam kodem l'chaveru l'vracha. Here the rabbis with this sentence answered another question that there is in the pasuk. If you look at the pasuk, zutan eretz hita u'sarah v'gefen u'tenah v'rimon. It's a land that gives you wheat and barley, gives you grapes, figs and pomegranates. Then again, eretz etchem and what they have to say eretz again. So hita u'sarah v'gefen u'tenah v'rimon etchem and u'dvash. Why again another word eretz? A land that gives you and said. Then you mentioned the five things, then said, the land that gives you olive and... That's not the way of speaking. Correct? Why do you say Eretz again? Oh, that's the intention they put Eretz again. Whatever one thing that you eat, closer to the word Eretz, a number, comes ahead of it. If it is two words, after Eretz, and there is not one word after Eretz, the one which is one word after Eretz, is to be ahead of the other one. That's why they put again Eretz. That's what the rabbi said. Afidu habib alav min peri achari yashaklim lebarech haperot shvahat haminim. Bechol kodem pasuk shvahat haminim ha'atzvam, kodem lachaber lecha. Every one of the fruit that's mentioned first, before others, then that one that you say berecha on it, ותמרים קודמים לענבים. The dates come before grapes. Why? Look at the Torah. What's mentioned first, grapes or dates? Gefen mentioned first. The chemin udvash, that's at the very end. The dates are mentioned at the very end. But then you know you're wrong. The dates come before the grapes. Why? Can't. Eretz, hita, usara, v'gefen. After the word Eretz, there's Hita. After Hita, Sora, then Geffen. The Geffen is the third one after the word Eretz. Go to the date. It's written at the end, Eretz Zeh Chemen Udvash, a land that gives you olive oil, also the land that gives you dates. I see. The second, number two after Eretz. That's why this comes ahead of the other one. Now this is what the Chol Kodem Pasuk B'Shvat Aminim Atzvam Kodem L'Chavar Uvecha Utmarim Kodemim L'Anavim. Why? Ki HaTemarim Sheni L'Eretz Aharon Shvam Mekad. The word Temarim comes as the second after the last Eretz and the Pasuk. V'Hagepen Shelishi L'Aretz Rishon. The grapes are third after the mentioning of the first Eretz. V'Yesh Omrim Shayayim Kodem L'Temarim. Some rabbis have said the wine comes before the dates. Why? Because the wine is a very important drink. Not only it is Meshvat HaMinim, what makes it more important ahead of others, because it is an important drink. That's why Atshikov Yavirach Al-Atzmo Vevukat Purat Gefer Vegam Hu Su'ed Ha-Sameach. It's nourishing. V'yesh Chokim V'omrim She'en Kediba L'Yayin Al-Tamarim. Some rabbis said they argue. So there is nothing to advance what the wine before the date. וכן המנהג, לכל הדעות מעשה כדירה דיינו תבשיל מחמש של נדגן קודמים ליין. However, or they all agree, if anything that you cook in a pot, it is from grain, it comes before the wine. נמצא המשפט הקדימה ברכות כדירה. Now we come to the conclusion, what comes first, what second, what third. ברכת המוציא קודמת לכל דבר. המוציא לחם מן הארץ comes first, before anything else. And then, what do we say after that? ברכת המוציא קודמת לכל דבר. מפני כך מכסים את הפת לפני הקדוש על הים שבת ויום טוב. What comes first? חיטה. חיטה is the bread. The bread comes first. What do you mean? But we make קדוש, we can't eat bread without קדוש. But we are here in a dilemma. Should we say ברכה on the wine first, then say המוציא? Or we should say Amotzi first and then say Beracha on the wine. What do you think?
What do I think or what do I know?
I said, what do you think? What sounds to be right?
You know, you have Amotzi first.
The Amotzi first. And why do we say the yain first?
In order to eat.
Eat? Who told you not to eat?
Can you be that kiddush?
Okay, we have, Hakamim said we have to make kiddush, make kiddush b'simcha, you make from the wine first, and then you eat the bread. But is it that right? The Torah said what comes first, that's what you do.
Special case.
That's why they cover the bread. They cover the bread.
Sure.
They don't do anything wrong.
Why don't we just wait and bring the bread after kiddush? Why do we put it on the table and cover it?
Why do we put? There is en kiddush elavim kom seuda. You have to have the seuda when you make kiddush. If you don't have the bread there, what do you make kiddush? That's why you leave the bread over there to be kiddush and kom seuda, and then you say after you say v'chan kiddush, you say on the bread. The question is good. Okay. Let me finish this halakha. Ulahar miken borei min emezonot. After Amotzi, what comes? Borei min emezonot. If he has a cake or something. Upat hitim, kodem lepat shel se'orim. Bread that made out of wheat comes ahead of the bread that comes from barley. Why? What's better, wheat or barley?
Hita.
Why?
Hita usera.
Hita, that's the food of a human being. The se'orim and times they give it to the animal. Let's say, patchitim kodem patcham v'harehem zayit. After the grain that comes from wheat, what comes? Se'orim or what? Or zayit? And you zayit first. Why? Who knows why the olive comes before the barley?
Before the barley?
Yeah.
Which is barley? Which one is in Hebrew is barley?
Se'orim.
Se'orim.
Yeah.
And the zet shemen is before. Oh, it's first.
Which one comes first?
First after the second aretz.
Of course, se'orim first. Why? Both of
Chamesh
them.
Minute again.
Uh-huh. Both of them has one advantage. What is it? Se'orim is the second.
After aretz, the first
aretz. The olive is first to the second. There's a second with it too. Second aretz. That's why the other one is first. But the devash, the tibari, what will be? Later and Se'orim. Second eretz and second. Se'orim second, but not second eretz, first eretz.
So any of the five of the Chamesh Shemini Degan is before the Zed Shemin?
I don't see any.
I'm asking.
Of course not.
No?
The Shemin is the first after second eretz. But come to the grape is what?
No, but I'm talking about the Chamesh Shemini Degan.
The third.
I'm talking as against the Chamesh Shemini Degan.
No, no, that's the 40. You said...
Because it doesn't mention the other three.
Any other food, you said.
But the Pasuk that Hashem is Meshabeh Haris Yisrael with doesn't mention the other three Minei Dagan, right?
Yeah, because so they are they learn the that? Family of it, wheat and barley.
How do they learn that?
Because they know, Chamim knew that this included in wheat. They say that Hitta is not what we call Hitta only. There is also one of the Hamsha Minim included in Hitta.
But there's no Pasuk from the Torah that they learned that
no.
from. And still they would be ahead of the others.
Yes. Then he said, ופת חיתים קודם פת ואחריהם זית ואחריו תמרים אחר כך חנמים וגיבי זו דעור ובוד קמס פרס ואחר כך תהנים אחר כך חמונים אחריהם שעה מיני פירות העץ ועוד שעה מיני פרנס there is plenty there is apples, oranges, apricots, plums all what you want there is all the summer food then this is the הלכות that we learn today that has to do with קדימה בברכות what comes first today people ברוך אתה השם, ברוך פרי אדמה, ברוך אתה השם, ברוך פרי העץ. ברוך אתה השם שהכל נהיה בדברו. And then he said האדמה, then I said everything upside down. Very good. And he says ברוך פרי העץ on grapes, ברוך פרי העץ on dates, ברוך פרי העץ on olives. ברוך אתה לבד תלה all this. When you don't need to say ברכה, and you say it just like ברכה לבד תלה. Then, Second halacha, beracha achat shemibarech borei pri haaretz, but there are many kinds of food. And he said Baruch Ratzon one. He has to say Baruch Ratzon on each one by itself? Of course not. For Teret, it's good enough for all kind of trees. Even the world in front of him, if he thought of those foods, when he said bracha on the first one, then there's a different thing. Yatza, ve'en tzarich l'chazor v'orech. But, v'im ta'a ve'ekdim peri ha'etza mo'ahava pasuk kegon rimon. If he, by mistake, he put ahead one of the things that's written later, or afilu min peri shalom sh'at v'nim, v'rech alav v'rech peri ha'etza, ve'kiven v'tor ha'acharim yatza. By mistake, he took an orange, he didn't know. Shevu peri ha'etza said, I'm going to eat bread also, this will be for bread. Yatza, he doesn't have to say bracha again on the grapes. שאין משפט הקדימה שפרת בניו כסדרן, אלא לעניין לך תחילה, ולא לעקב בדיעבד. All these only לך תחילה, if he comes to ask what he should do with them. But if he did differently, לא מעקב. Don't say, hey, the ברכה you did is wrong, it's not good, you have to say ברכה again. No, we don't. Now the question. A person that brought him here, they brought him fixed. He didn't have anything else on the table. Fix only, he took, he said, all of a sudden, they brought him later, grapes. What should we do now?
Is it his table?
Huh?
Is it his table?
His table, what's the difference?
Well, if he's a guest, then he doesn't have to. He figures whatever they bring him,
he didn't say guest or not, he said his table. What does it mean?
If it's his house.
It's his house.
So?
It's his house, then he would have to,
but then
he doesn't.
Yeah, we
wanted
it from you.
Yeah, but you didn't, you weren't specific about it, no?
Isn't that included in the Be'ahayetz?
This is what you say, you know. Kol din kedima. All these are said, one is ahead of the others. Shambu, eno ela kishashenem monachim lefanav. They talk only if both of them are in front of him. Uberitzono, and his wishes to eat from both of them. And so once you said on one, you have to say this first, this second, so on. אבל אין צריך להמתין עד שבוע לפניו המין שמוקדם לברכה. The person doesn't have it. He doesn't say, hey, go bring me here on the thing that I supposed to say ברכה first. No, he doesn't. They didn't bring it. You say ברכה on what the one you have. When comes the other one, include it in the ברכה you did. Because what we say, attaka de ba'ala bait samchena, anything that we eat today, we don't say bracha again, even if we didn't have it at the table. Why? If we're a guest, there's a host.
We might eat everything they bring us.
You're going to eat whatever he is going to bring. That's why it's called we rely on him.
Isn't it covered by what he put up here though? Afilo enam lefanav im hayad bedatu alehin.
Afilo.
And the paragraph above, right?
Or the beginning.
The second line.
Yeah. What
right?
Do you want to do?
I mean, like, isn't he being repetitive in Gimel and Halacha Gimel here? Isn't he being repetitive? Because he already said, "Va'filo enam nefanav imaya b'tatu alehem v'chiben l'potam yatsa." Right? What he's repeating here in Gimel, isn't it like repetitious? He's saying, "What do you do if the one that comes first?"
What did he mention that before?
It seems like it's repetitive, right? Because he's saying, "What do you do if you know they're going to bring you?" Grapes later, and grapes come first in the Berachot.
He said the Berachot here what he has.
Right. Didn't he say that already in Bet?
Where?
In the Pasuk, Va'afilo Enam Nefanav? Or it's not covered? Va'afilo Enam Nefanav, Ima Yabedatu Alehem V'chiven Neputram Etzah.
Oh, you mean the Sa'ib Bet,
right. Isn't that the same thing?
No.
No? That's Bede'avad only.
No. Here he said, one bracha for Baruch Pei Ha'etz is good for all kind of food of the Ha'etz.
Right.
Even if they were not here.
Right.
Since he had in mind for them, it's Yetzah. But what he talks later,
he doesn't know
what
what's
he talks later, there are two different brachot, he tells you. There he doesn't talk about you put one ahead of the other. He's talking about something ahead of the other.
Uh-huh. I see.
You did properly want two kind of diets that there is no din of kedima.
But you're talking about din that there is kedima.
Okay.
Okay. What's up? One of them is Ben Shalmel. It's a couple of the same person, but not those are still open. I was also a little bit of a. Yeah, yeah.